And I really am very much conscious of it. It seems the room is filled with so much love and inspiration that if you really don't know about their presence, then you know something is happening. You look in one of them around. And I don't want you to embarrass one of the hand of the cause. You say, well, I don't want to do that, but please you don't listen. Well, I knew Mr. Varga, you know, from all my time, because his wife was my classmate and we're friends, and you know, so I knew him, but I didn't know him that well until last year. Then we came back from international convention, and we stayed because we're related too, you know. My son married to his daughter, you know. That is really such an honor for us. Then I knew him, and I got so attached to the personalities, and I found that the personalities of all the hands of the God, there is something about them, because the guardian appointed them. Now the reverence, our reverence to these hands of the God, is the reverence to our beloved guardian, because our beloved guardian is the one that appointed them. They are really remnants of the guardian. And that's why that when we see them with the guardian really having blessing with them. So this is my impression, and I have seen most, probably I can say most hand of the cause. And one of them that was Dorothy Baker, and anyone of you that read the book of Dorothy Baker, you know that they asked me about my visit with Dorothy Baker. And Dorothy Baker was really a fascinating person. So I really met all of them, you know, Bill Maxwell, Keith Ransom Keller, Dorothy Baker, Horace Holly, and those, the generation that have come now into the faith, and didn't have the bounty to visit these dear souls, I think they're losing a lot. But please add your admiration for our beloved guardian, for the hands of the gods that are at present among us, and get the inspiration from them. Please don't leave them alone. Go around them and get their memories, their understanding of the cause. They are the edifier of the soul of man. They are promoting learning among us. And I hope we have them for all time, but it's impossible. Because not only we have 10 hands of the cause out of 27 that the guardian appointed them, they are very, very precious. And I certainly appreciate the one I have with me all the time. And all the time I'm then looking at him as the hand of the God. I'm very sorry for you, but I should do it from now on. I try my best.
For Mrs. Banani, please tell us what you wish about the beloved guardian. I think this could be taken two ways. Take it whatever way you like. Please tell us what you wish about the beloved guardian. I think it means whatever you want. Please tell us whatever you want about the beloved guardian.
What I want from guardian?
What about him? Whatever you'd like to tell us about him.
I think the question is not really clear.
It's complicated.
I'm going to help her. No, I'm not going to say anything. I'm helping her, saying that the question is not clear.
Clarify the question.
Okay, let me rephrase it.
What
please tell us anything that you would like to tell us about the beloved guardian.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know, when first time when we visited him, the day we were saying goodbye, my husband was very sad. Sorry. And our beloved guardian told him, I assure you, you will come again to Haifa. And the next time when you come to Haifa, After that, you go to United States. And when you go there, you don't need the stranger to translate for you. And it was in 1934. And in 1943, our eldest son came to United States. And some of the Persian friends know that from that time till 10 years, the door of United States was closed to the Eastern Baha'is. But I always remember this promise of our beloved guardian till 1952, when he appointed him as a hand of the cause, and he invited all the hands to attend the intercontinental conferences. And the second one was in United States. When we left Haifa and we sat in an airplane, suddenly I remembered that now my husband is a hand of the cause and we are going to United States. I just slapped his leg and said, we are going to United States and our son is there to translate for you. When we went to Chicago, they asked my husband to say something about Africa and my son stood next to him. Just like a cinema came to my mind, the promise of our beloved guardian. Then another promise he gave us in 1952, one night when I was with him. And usually when I was alone, sometimes Ruhi Khan came with me. And our beloved guardian was telling me about the future of the building, you know, or the building in the Mount Carmel. And I said, do you think we will have a bounty to come and see this thing? He said, oh yes, you come many more times. And then Ruhi Khan said, next time they come with their children. He said, no, they come with their spiritual children. And the next time was after he passed away, and the hand of the cause were going to have conclave in Haifa. And I usually accompanied my husband. We went there, and all the hands were sitting at the table, and Mr. Olinga was sitting next to my husband. And our beloved guardian used to say, he is your spiritual son. Then I remembered the second promise.
Our last question is for Mrs. Robarts. What was the most important thing you learned from the beloved guardian?
Oh, well, I learned a lot of things. I'm still learning them. You know, when you were a pioneer, and especially if you were left alone quite a lot of the time because all of the hands traveled and their pioneer wives had to keep on doing the pioneering while they were gone. And I sometimes had to go to places that were a little bit scary. And I always thought, well, Shoghi Effendi sent me here. He knows I'm here. And whatever it is, it's all right. And it was a tremendous thing, that tremendous security. But I learned to go back to that pilgrimage and that table. Here we would be talking about the Commonwealth, the Baha'i Commonwealth, which had something none of us had, I'm sure I hadn't thought about. And Shoghi Effendi would be talking about that. And then he would revert to the perfect host. And then he would reach to a bowl of beautiful, big tangerines, and he would say, this just came from the Garden of Rizwan this morning, and put it on my plate, and then go on talking about things. And when the thing I learned was that everything the guardian has said will, if it hasn't come true yet, it is going to come true. And the day that shivers went down my spine was when I was there 20 years later, and there was no Shoghi Effendi there, and I recalled, we were there for the convention, the national convention, and I recalled Shoghi Effendi coming in one day, and he said, I have laid out the ark on Mount Carmel today. And he said, this is on the point of the ark opposite the Monument Gardens where the tomb of Bahir Hanum is. That would be where the house would be here at the top. And he described how it would be, that be the building for the hands, and all as it is. And when I was back 20 years later, it just was a thrill to recall that. Because of that trip, all you heard was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they were digging into the mountain for that very building. And Shoghi Effendi is alive as ever. And those who will begin to feel from his writing and from his perfect reflecting of Atropaha's tablets and putting it all into practice, they will get that feeling, and it will be a security and a solid thing that nobody on the face of this earth has today. And plans that we have from the house are exactly what the guardian would have done had he been here. And that's all. I really don't like talking about Shoghi Effendi at all, but I hope that the people in this room will get the feeling of the kind of being that Shoghi Effendi was, the most tender, loving human being, and then in no time at all, this tremendous energy, this tremendous power, this vision, and this absolutely incredible being that he was. But he's still here.
Perhaps we could close this phase of our evening by asking Mr. Kadem if he would chant a prayer of Shoghi Effendi.
Friends, I thought the same question that was asked from Ms. Sanani and Javed Rohan would be asked from me to say, and for that purpose, I thought that since we have such an intense love for the beloved Shoghi Effendi, and tonight is the night of his passing. He's so close to us. In order to praise him, I thought that we should chant the second paragraph of the will and testament that Abdul Baha praises, because our praise does not deserve that Abdul Baha praises. And any time I want to say the tablet, something in praise of the guardian, I said, who better than Abdul Baha who said it? Now I pass it to you to say it in English, and then I chant the same passage in Arabic. And usually we stand in remembrance of the beloved Shoghi.
Salutation and praise, blessing and glory rest upon that primal branch of the divine and sacred lote tree, grown out, blessed, tender, verdant, and flourishing from the twin holy trees, the most wondrous, unique, and priceless pearl that doth gleam from out the twin surging seas. Upon them that have believed, rested assured, stood steadfast in his covenant, and followed the light that after my passing shineth from the dayspring of divine guidance. For behold, he is the blessed and sacred bough that hath branched out from the twin holy trees. Well is it with him that seeketh the shelter of his shade, that shadoweth all mankind.
وَالتَّحِيَّةُ وَالسَّنَاءُ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالْبَهَاءُ عَلَى أَوَّلِ قُسْمٍ مُبَارَكٍ خَزِلٍ نَزِلٍ رَيَّاءُ من السرة المقدسة الرحمانية منشئب من تلت الشجرتين المباركتين شجرتين الربانيتين و ابدع جوهرتن فریدتن اسماء تتلعلع من خلال البحرین المتلاطمین و علی الذین آمنوا و اطمئنوا و ثبتوا علی میثاق الله و اتبعوا النور الذی یلوح و یضیء من فجر الهدى من بعدی و اتبعوا النور الذی یلوح و یضیء من فجر الهدى من بعدی الا و هو فرع مقدس مبارک منشعب من الشجرتین المبارکتین توبا لمن استزل فی ظله الممدود علی العالمین ربنا وفقنا علی معرفت امرک العظیم و تخلق به خلق کل کریم و سلوک فی منهج کل قویم به فضل کل قدیم و جود کل امیم انک انت الرحیم و انک انت ارحم الراحمین بنده آستانش شوقی.